All right. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Bill Jones. I'm a master's candidate at Oklahoma State. And today, as stated a second ago, I'll talk about nutrient stratification in long-term no-till soils. So, nutrient stratification is loosely defined as the uneven distribution of plant essential nutrients in the soil profile. Stratification has an impact on nutrient efficiencies by the means of preferential root growth. This can be seen by banding fertilizer or putting fertilizer in row. And if you were to pull the roots out, you would see the majority of the roots near that zone of fertilization. We do that to increase the efficiency of the nutrient uptake. Soil sampling is also influenced by stratification, as it's recommended to take a shallow sample in no-till, or deeper, and also a deeper sample, where in conventional, it's just a deep sample. And the environmental concerns is pretty high. We surface apply poultry litter, any type of manure, and it's at risk for loss due to overland flow. So a little bit of background about the site. It's located at the OSU's North Central Research Center. This is within the rolling red prairies of Oklahoma, and we call it the Wheat Belt. The dominant soil series is the Pond Creek silt loam. Pond Creek is a fine, silty, mixed, superactive thermic pachyc argiastol. The annual precipitation there is 82 centimeters, and the summer high temperature averages about 34 degrees C, and the winter temperature is 8. So in 2005, this study was initiated as a randomized complete block, and it contained a continuous cultivated and continuous no-till wheat, and also had a no-till wheat canola rotation. There were nine other different no-till crop rotations consisting of wheat, corn, sorghum, soybeans, and sunflower. In 2009, this treatment structure was simplified, but we maintained the continuous cultivated and no-till wheat plots. So from 2009 to present day, we have the maintained continuous cultivated wheat and no-till winter wheat plots. And we still had the no-till winter wheat canola rotation, but they were not maintained in the same plot location. We added a grain sorghum soybean one summer crop per year rotation and three no-till winter wheat double crop soybeans followed by a full season soybean, corn, or grain sorghum. This represents three crops in 2 years. This is our fertility plan. At planting, wheat, corn, and sorghum each receive 7 kilograms of nitrogen and 22 kilograms of P2O5. Per hectare, this is applied as ammonium polyphosphate. In addition to that, corn and sorghum received 144 kilograms of nitrogen applied as a 28% urea ammonium nitrate dribble. Prior to reproductive growth, wheat and canola received 112 kilograms of nitrogen applied as ammonium nitrate. This was surface broadcasted. So in analysis, we looked at phosphorus and potassium and as well as pH. And ratios were used to assess the stratification. We took a 0 to 7.5 centimeter sample, a 7.5 to 15 centimeter sample, and a 15 to 30 centimeter sample. The ratios we used were 0 to 7.5 versus 7.5 to 15, 0 to 7.5 versus 15 to 30, in the deeper sample, 7.5 to 15 versus 15 to 30. Here's a table of the mean P ratios. Across the top, we have each of our three ratios used. And on the left, we have the cropping system or the treatment. Continuous wheat, no-till wheat, no-till wheat canola, our one summer crop per year rotation, and the three crop 2 year rotation. So as you can see, there is no significant difference in the means, but you can tell there is a numerical difference in our summer crop rotations. It was not pulled out. It wasn't significant due to the variance as indicated by the standard error. Here is a graphical representation. As you can see, our first dot, that would be the average of our 0 to 7.5 centimeters. The next one would be 7.5 to 15 and 15 to 30. So our surface, this is the mean STP and PPM across all treatments. And our surface PPM STP was about 112. Our next 7.5 to 15 was about 108. And our subsoil was significantly less at 75. But I say significantly with caution because it was not actually significant, even though we had a 45 ppm increase at the surface. Here we have the mean K ratios. Once again, there's no significant difference. The standard error is relatively low. And our soil is inherently high in potassium. As you can see here, the 7.5 was about 975 ppm, and the following two subsequent depths were about 850. The mean pH ratios was kind of interesting. Still, there's no significant difference, but we did have the 0 to 7.5 versus 7.5 to 15 deviated from 1, and the 7.5 to 15 versus 15 to 30 also deviated from 1. Here's the graph representing the pH. Our surface was right at 6.1, 7.5 to 15 was a 5.6, and our subsoil was a 6.2. In summary, I said earlier, there's no significant difference. This is after 6 years of no-till. However, there is numeric differences that do demonstrate a stratification of P and pH. Under these conditions, we feel there wasn't enough elapsed time to allow for further stratification. Another area is our application rates for crop removal. There was no excessive P being applied, and I believe that has a major effect on our stratification rates. So I'd like to acknowledge the NRCS CIG Conservation Innovation Grant for funding, my faculty advisor, Dr. Jason Warren, the OSU Soil, Water, and Forage Analytical Lab, and the various graduate and undergraduate workers that helped me with this project. With that, I open up to questions.
We have time for more questions.
They were analyzed, but they were not part of this presentation.
But did you see the stratification of those?
Yes, there was the numerical stratification, but it was not significant. Yes?
Have you analyzed yield yet?
Yield has not been analyzed. What I can say is with our one summer crop per year, the soybeans would fail 2 out of 4 years. So we would have, if they did make it, it'd be about an 8. They don't yield very much. So therefore it's a low biomass producing crop. There's no crop litter cycling, and they're not removing any for grain.
So is this a dryland system?
This is under dryland.
Any more questions?
Okay. Thank you very much.